हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर कनीषा एलन, KENESHAIA ALLEN, कनीषा एलन, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 12/3/1980, डेट ऑफ सर्विसेज 8/30/2023, पेशेंट रिपोर्ट्स ऑफ द चीफ सिम्टम्स ऑफ पेन ऑल डे ऑल नाइट ड्यू टू दी फाइब्रोमायल्जिया फॉर लास्ट 3 ईयर्स. She worked till 2021 as a housekeeper, and in 2019 she was working as a warehouse worker, and she also slipped on the ice on 2020 where right foot was swollen. She does not have any automobile accident, no worker comp case. Only she fell down on the ice in 2020. She also has tried physical therapy at Redford Township, 15 to 16 visits, and it did not help her. She is referred by her family physician, Dr. Arman Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S, who has treated her for the last 3 years and now referred her to be treated. She is seeing a neurologist, Dr. Shadakshari, S-H-A-D-A-K-S-H-A-R-I. For neurology issues. She actually was referred by Blue Cross Blue Shield directly. The patient reports that she's suffering from pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, and the right shoulder, pain in both the wrist along with all the fingers, pain in the right, in the left forearm, forearm and left upper arm, and right forearm. Pain in both the knees is reported. Right knee is 8, left knee is 10. Pain is in the both feet and all the toes is reported at 8. She cannot walk more than 2 blocks without pain. She has it impossible for her to climb stairs. She can only sleep for 4 hours. All of these pains are reported to be continuous as throbbing, cramping, heart burning, aching and tiring and exhausting. And the pain is worsened from 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by lying down and medication, cold water maybe. Associated with numbness and tingling. Pins and needle in both the feet, both the hands, involving all fingers, all toes. There is a muscle weakness of both the hands and both legs. According to her, there is no bladder and bowel incontinence. Patient does not report any suicidal thought or homicidal thought, but reports that her sleep is affected, mood is affected, it's 4 out of sense, and depression, anxiety, concentration is also affected. Patient has no headaches and no TBI symptoms, except for she's occasionally forgetful and confusing, given her age. And moderate weakness is reported, but there is no sudden anesthesia. The ADLs are not affected beyond 5 in any category, except for personal hygiene. So far, she has had x-rays only at primary care physician for the feet and the back, and they were reported to be okay. She has had 15 physical therapy visits in the past treatment, and she has seen neurologist, Dr. S-H-A-D-A-K-S-H-A-R-I, who has treated for fibromyalgia and needle test. EMG has been done, has been tried, gabapentin, Lyrica, and gabapentin makes her achy. She has seen a psychiatrist for anxiety depression at Lincoln Behavioral Services in Redford. No other treatment has been tried. System review is positive for headaches and neurological. Psychiatric is positive for anxiety. Musculoskeletal is positive for swelling. Past surgical histories, none. Allergies possibly to penicillin. Family history. Mother is alive. Grandparents are alive. Grandma was with osteoarthritis and is no more. and mother is with arthritis, liver problem. Father is deceased due to liver cancer. Siblings, two brother, one sister, they are okay. Relationship status, patient lives with three kids, 14, 17, 22, lives with her sister, a 41-year-old, who also has arthritis. Employment, patient is unemployed due to the pain. She last worked in 2021. I'm not sure what job she is, maybe real estate. Disability, none. She's trying to apply. Legal history, none. Personal history, no. Person doesn't drink, smoke or use recreational drugs. Physical examination, blood pressure is 165 over 103, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100, height 5'5", weight is 225. The patient is a 44-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. Hydration is good, well nourished, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain, faces are noticed. Does not appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. Patient has good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The walk is reasonably good. Some limping is noticed. The walk is, the gait is antalgic. Rest of the exam is from the templates, including neurological, psychiatric, and musculature examination that are normal. Musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is normal from template. Spine tenderness, only secondary leg joint bilaterally are found to be tender. Palpation, parabotable muscles present, none is present. Hypotonicity, none. Range of motion, cervical spine, flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 60. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 25. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive. Lumbar test is positive. Distraction test, Sotal test negative. Cruz test, lump test in thoracic is negative. Lumbar spine. Brzezinski Kermit test is negative, straight leg raise test is positive 40 degrees, cross leg raise is positive bilaterally. Kemp test is negative, Davinsky sign is negative, and sacral leg joint, bilateral sacral leg joints are tender. Gonsalon test, fiber test are positive bilateral. Distraction test, iliac compression, sustaining flexion test are negative. Extremities. On examination of both the upper and lower extremities, we find that both the shoulders are completely normal, both elbows are normal, and except for both the wrist and both the knees, rest of the extremities are completely normal. No pedal edema, no tenderness, no contusion, laceration, muscle spasm or numbness. Good test is negative, no lifelong disturbance is noticed. Examination of the both hands and wrist is as far as the grip is slightly poor with motor weakness and 4x5. Carpal compression tests are positive, actinial sign, phalan sign are positive bilaterally. However, there are no major swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy. The range of motions of both the wrist is completely normal. No fracture, dislocation, contusion, lacerations are noticed. Peripheral pulses, sensations, reflexes are normal. Examination of both the knees reveal that there is a peripatellar tenderness, but without any scar, erythema, effusion, and no swellings, asymmetry, is felt, no popping noise, crepitus grinding noise is heard. Flexion from full extension is 135. Passive active motions are normal. The motor power is normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. R53.82 379.891 Nerves M79.2, muscles M62.832, A3A. Upper extremities G56.01, G56.02, M79.641, M79.642, M19.041, M19.042. Both knees M25.561, M25.562. Ankle M25.571 and M25.572. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXL. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, M54.08, S23.3XXL. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXL. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, bilaterally, M54.17, S33.5XXL. Plan of care for Kanisha Allen from the template. Treatment plan for Kanisha is as follows. Physical therapy is not ordered as of right now, but will be ordered at a later date when her insurance can cover it. Same thing with the chiropractic practice. Patient is advised to call the insurance company, see if physical therapy visits are covered, as she tells us that they are not covered. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications that are provided are naproxen 500 twice a day for help with the healing and anti-inflammatory effect. Plaquenil 200 mg daily is provided to help in the arthritis relief. Prednisone is provided to anti-inflammatory effect and healing 10 mg daily for 15 days only with food. Patients provided with Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder and pain relief. Lidocaine gel 3% 200 gram for topical pain relief. Lyrica 50 mg every 8 hours for 30 days, 90 tablets for pain relief. Tylenol codeine number 4, narcotic medication, is for relieving severe pain and improve the ADL and sleep. Patients also provided with the compounding cream consisting of severe neuropathic formula, ketamine, gabapentin, amitriptyline, baclofen, cyclobenzaprine, diclofenac, sodium and lidocaine. Also provided naltrexone capsule 1 mg daily. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. There, record is available along with the referral which has been sent from Dr. Aman Haq. Patient reports that she's on Abilify 10 milligram tablet, duloxetine 30 milligram, hydroxyzine 25 milligram PRN, ibuprofen 300, melatonin 3 milligram, metoprolol 50 milligram, nitrofurantoin PRN 100 milligram, pregabalin 300 milligram twice a day, pyridoxine 100 milligram. She has issues of mixed anxiety depressive disorder, hypertensive disorder, pulse missed beats, low back pain, fibromyalgia, depression screening. The patient is ordered to have non-pharmacological modalities which have been discussed, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, for continuing treatment, neurology, yes, PCP also, yes, fitness club, yes, and blood chemistry to be withdrawn, yes, available MRI, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records are being ordered, released. Investigations, none are being ordered. DMEs. The patient is being requested to continue with some neck brace, back brace tension. Education, yes. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days for direct contact, yes. Thank you.